ABC Radio Australia.
The former Vice-Chancellor of Papua New Guinea's University of Technology, Albert Schramm, claims there was an orchestrated campaign to have him removed from his post at a time when the institution had been given a clean bill of financial health for the first time in two decades. The case against him was triggered by an accusation that he had falsified his qualifications, and although the allegation was eventually dismissed by the National Court, Dr. Schramm decided that his position had become untenable. More recently, Dr. John Warren resigned from his post as Vice-Chancellor at the University of Natural Resources and the Environment in Rabaul amid claims that he had been threatened with arrest after the Chancellor, Kenneth Sumbuck, accused him of spreading false rumours. The Higher Education Secretary, Father Jan Schuber, has told Pacific Beat that both are isolated cases and there is no campaign to remove outspoken foreign academics. But Dr. Schramm, who's now back in his home city of Verona in Italy, insists his experience and that of Professor Warren are symptoms of broader government moves to exert control over PNG's leading academic institutions.
The use of deportation and expulsion from the country is very common in Papua New Guinea regarding foreigners who have become inconvenient or know too much. My appointment was never approved by the government because I was appointed by council and I was therefore the last independent vice chancellor in Papua New Guinea. The John Warren case is different. His appointment was approved by the government, but apparently they have changed their minds.
He came into a university which I think was generally regarded as being, shall we say, a little troubled. It had student problems in the past and other issues that needed to be resolved. He was there for two out of the 3 years that he was contracted to work, and by all accounts, everybody was very happy with what he was doing. So what do you think might have triggered the situation that brought about this conflict between he and the Chancellor?
John's attempt was to improve the quality of the programs and also restore the committee system of shared governance, which is established by the Act of University. He was doing a good job, and the students were well aware of that, and that is why they also started a protest on his behalf. In my case, it's the same story. Actually, in November 2017, for the first time in over two decades, the Papua New Guinea University of Technology managed to get an independent audit report for all its accounts, which was unqualified, which means it's clean. But it's not about performance. It's about how much you know and how much you favor the independence of the universities. And government doesn't like that. In fact, another decision that was taken was to abolish the student representative councils. By a fluke, John Warren's university still had an SRC, but very small. But the two main universities in Port Moresby and Lae, they are now without a student representation for the first time in history.
So clearly, from the way you describe them, it would seem to me that these are changes that nobody was really asking for.
Exactly. You put the finger on the spot. The independent review of the university system, which was commissioned by the Somare government and the Rudd government in Australia, never said that Vice-Chancellor's appointment needed to be approved by the government or that the SRCs had to be abolished. So what we're seeing now is a university model which is no longer Western. This is becoming a Chinese university model where the government controls everything. I'm afraid that there is a trend where, you know, the politicization of universities is now a fact. And basically, you cannot do your job in those circumstances. So I hope there will be another government after 2022, and I will be able to return to visit my many friends and former students. But unfortunately, I'm in exile now.
The Higher Education Secretary, Father Jan Schuber, said during the course of an interview that I conducted with him a week or so ago, Albert Schramm is welcome back in Papua New Guinea any time that he produces the documentation.
Father John, I know him well. He is in a difficult position. He is trying to do the right thing. And of course, formally, he is right. But the reality of the situation is that I managed to annoy a few people, just a few, in very high-ranking positions who are adamant that I should be kept out of the country. And they have been screaming that over the phone to Father John. At that point, there is not much I can do. But I'm really sorry because I was just getting started. The finances were sorted out. The efficiency of the operations, the procurement and personnel management needed to be sorted out. So there was still a lot of work left to do. And I also pursued quite an active internationalization strategy, trying to rebuild the reputation of the University of Technology. But now with my unlawful arrest and wrongful dismissal, that credibility now is in tatters. So I think Father John is being too optimistic if he thinks that myself, or for that matter, any other foreigner, will return to serve the university students of Papua New Guinea.